ከፋኛ ስባንተሽ ዘደገፈሽ ገፈሽ በነፍሴ ሞልተሻከለ ገፈሽ ተርፈሽ አንቺ ተቆርተሽ ለኔ ስንቱንሽ አንቺ ተቆርተሽ ለኔ ስንቱንሽ
CITR 101.9 FM, listening to Shukshukta Radio. We've got the whole Vancouver Ethiopian community out there listening right here, right now. Is that right?
Yes, Danny.
So if that's right, and that's you listening out there, please call in and donate to our fund drive. The number is 822-8648. We've got the CITR fund drive going on right now for 2 weeks, and it's ending this coming Thursday. Till now, we've raised 14,200 and oh, more than that? Over $14,200. And all with your support, our goal is to raise $24,000. So please call in and donate 822-8648. You're now listening to Kol Nodadi, which means nomadic voice. I am Danya, your host. And last week and this week in Lila, the fun drive, I am playing for you the music that I think is the most beautiful of all. Kol Nodadi features music from all around the world. And on these two fun drive weeks, I've very carefully handpicked a selection of what I think is just the most gorgeous music ever. So it's going to be a beautiful hour today. And I'd love to hear from you. The number at the station is 822-2487. But call in, please, to donate. That's a different number, 822-8648. We need your money to keep this gorgeous music going and this amazing station up and updated and surviving out there. We really need your money, and we no longer can rely solely on university funding. We really, really need you out there. So please call in and show that you support CITR and all of our initiatives here, whether it's talk radio, whether it's news, whether it is a community station, whether it is particular kind of music that you know you won't hear anywhere else, like Shukshukta, like Kol Nodadi. This is your time to show that you support us here and that you listen, because really without your support, without your financial support, we are nothing. So please call in, 822-8648. So you're listening to Kol Nodadi. I hope you've all had a beautiful week. And as I said again, this hour of music is going to fly by, because it is just, I think, some of the most powerful stuff out there. And I'm going to share with you some of my favorite artists. So, because we have been listening to Ethiopian music, I thought we'd start out here with a band from Israel that really draws on the Ethiopian tradition of music. So the Dan Reicha Project, whom I play a lot on Kol Nodadi, they're a very distinctive fusion of electronic music, electronics with traditional Hebrew, Middle Eastern, and Ethiopian texts and music. And it is just very transcendental, very spiritual, very, very powerful music. And so I haven't played this for a long time, because it's just, this is music that I savor, and I play sparsely because it's gorgeous. So I'm going to play for you off of the Idan Reichel Project's album Ma'amakim, From the Depths. You're listening to Kol Nodadi. This is CITR.
Get a second, I want one, I want to learn. No, no, no.
שתהיי מאושרת, מי ישים יד ויבנה
was the Idan Reichel Project, and you're just listening to a song called Ma'amakim from the Depths. That was their second album. They've got three now, actually four, three internationally released albums. And that was quite a mix of languages you heard there. Amharic and Hebrew. And singing about a girl whom is being called from the depths of the heart. And well, it's a beautiful song there. That, again, was the Idan Reichel Project. They burst onto Israel's music scene in about 2002, and they have completely changed the face of Israeli pop music, offering a message of love, tolerance, that really resonated strongly in this part of the world where the headlines are too often very much dominated by conflict. With an enchanting blend of African, Latin American, Caribbean, and Middle Eastern sounds, coupled with very sophisticated production techniques and very, very memorable live shows, Idan Reichel Project has really become one of the most unexpected success stories in Israeli music history. Israeli music is very, very diverse, and I'm going to reflect that today in this 1 hour. And definitely, Idan Reichel Project had to be in there. And I will be playing a lot of their music always on the show. I'm just always waiting for a next album to be released on their end. You're listening to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice. This is our fun drive. If you like what you're hearing, please call in and donate, show your support. We really need you in order to stay alive at this station here. Please call in and pledge your support. The number is 604-822-8648. That's 822-8648 or UBC Unit. You're listening to Kol Noredi here. What I've got for us next here on this 1 hour show is a fascinating, very, very highly esteemed, world-renowned, and rather legendary quartet. I was going to say classical, but really they're so highly regarded and so well-known because they have collaborated with musicians from all musical styles. Have really spanned all genres, and they're totally groundbreaking and very eclectic. And so that is Kronos Quartet. So I'm going to play for you off of the album that I love most of theirs called Caravan. Very, very riveting music. At times unsettling and discordant, but very interesting music. I'm going to play what I think is a really thrilling track off of this album, and this is Miserlu. So see what you think of this. I'm sure you will recognize it. You're listening to Kol Noredi, and this is CITR. That was the Kronos Quartet. They've been playing together for more than 30 years. That's David Harrington, John Cherba, Hank Dutt, and Jeffrey Zeigler playing violins, a viola, and a cello. They've pursued a very singular artistic vision, combining a spirit of fearless exploration with a commitment to expanding the range and context of string quartet. And in the process, Kronos has become one of the most celebrated and influential groups, performing thousands of concerts worldwide, releasing more than 40 recordings of extraordinary breadth and creativity, and collaborating with many of the world's most eclectic composers and performers, and commissioning hundreds of works and arrangements for string quartet. Kronos' work has also garnered numerous awards, including a Grammy for Best Chamber Music Performance in 2004, Musicians of the Year in 2003 from Musical America. Actually, they are originally from Seattle, which is interesting. I had no idea there. And they are just so interesting. They've done such interesting work. What I played for you now was off of their album Caravan, and it is such an interesting album. This was a version of Miserlou, which apparently you can hear that in there. Sounds a lot like surf music, and that's because it is. This is the roots of it in Armenian music, old Armenian music. So this is Kronos Quartet there. You are listening to Kol Nodadi here. I'm not sure why the music just stopped. You're listening to Kol Nodadi, Nomadic Voice. This is a world music show featuring music specifically from the Middle East and Jewish music and flamenco, Latin music, gypsy music, African music, and I'm continuously aiming to expand the repertoire here. And so today's show, in lieu of the fun drive, is meant to reflect the diversity of Kol Nodadi. And I want to entice you here with a few treats in order so that you will call and donate. The number is 822-8648. So what do I have here to give you, to offer you? A very cool looking album called Tinariwen. Quasi well-known artist, just not by me yet, from Africa, Saharan Africa, and this looks very interesting. It seems that it's an album featuring music, children's music, and it looks beautiful. Another album called Tell No Lies, it's Justin Adams and Julde Camara. Music from eclectic fusion of Europe and Africa, a meeting point of Western rock and African griot. So this is a second album from BBC Radio 3 World Music Award winners. That's them. Also, what else do I have here to offer you? Just to make you call in and donate, Buena Vista Social Club at Carnegie Hall. Need I say any more? Y que viva Venezuela. So this is music, Maestros del Joropo Oriental. that looks also very yummy. Music from Venezuela. We have Umu Sangare. We have View Farcature. We have a very interesting album called Song of the Flowers, an anthology of Welsh music and song. We have a Putumayo album of Italian music. We have an album called Yella Yella, The Sultans of String. And we have Amadou and Mariam. And if you haven't heard them yet on Kol Nodadi or elsewhere, you must. And in fact, you will today. And you'll see how beautiful it is that if you haven't called in yet, you will, because you'll really want this album. And actually, if you pledge just $30, you can get this beautiful album. And trust me, these international releases are very expensive. So that $30 will cover... you know, you're going to be getting like a $20 worth CD if we have to put a financial tag to this beautiful music. So anyways, some amazing giveaways to offer you. So call in 822-8648. This is CITR. It's our fun drive. We end this Thursday and we really need your help to stay here on the airwaves. All right, now... next for you, another one of my favorites. This is Margalit Anani. She is a musician from Israel. She's been around for years and years and years. She is of Yemenite background, and she incorporates this into her music. And she's got the most raw and powerful voice. In fact, I play a lot of flamenco on Kol Nodadi, and so much of what I love of flamenco are the female voices, the singing of flamenco. And Margalit Anani, I swear, was somehow born in the sign of flamenco, although she's from Israel and of Yemenite persuasion. So this is her. See what you think of her. This is Kol Nodadi, Nomadic Voice, CITR. Please call in to donate to our fund drive, 822-8648.
רק שמור אותי מאוהביי ומשונאיי אשמר בעצמי רק שמור אותי מאוהביי ומשונאיי אשמר בעצמי רק שמור
וכל הגוף שלי יודע מהילדות אני שומע אני מרגיש את זה אני מרגיש את זה הוא לא מפסיק לזרום הפעם ואיזה ריח, איזה טעם עם החמלה ועם מזם אני מרגיש את זה אני מרגיש את זה
יורוי, יורוי
זה מזיז את הרגליים
יורוי, יורוי
זה מתגלגל על השפתיים
יורוי, יורוי
אני צועק עד השמיים עם החמלה ועם הזעם אני מרגיש את זה אני מרגיש את זה
יורוי, יורוי
זה מזיז את הרגליים
יורוי, יורוי
זה מתגלגל על השפתיים
יורוי, יורוי
אני צועק עד השמיים
יורוי, יורוי
ואיזה אור יש בעיניים אני הולך לפי הקצב ומערבב שמחה ועצב כך מהבוקר עד הערב אני מרגיש את זה אני מרגיש את זה ואי אפשר עכשיו לנוח אתה יכול להיות בטוח שגם בגשם וברוח אני מרגיש את זה
אתה מרגיש את זה
יורוי, יורוי
זה מזיז את הרגליים
יורוי, יורוי
זה מתגדל על השפתיים
יורוי, יורוי
אני צועק עד השמיים
יורוי, יורוי
ואיזה אור יש בעיניים
פופו, סמייק הילה, הילה, יבי, שיבוני, שיבוני Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is CITR, and this is our, we're into our second week of our fun drive here. We need to reach $24,000, and we can only do it with your support. If you like what you're listening to, I promise you, you won't hear it anywhere else. This is because it's CITR, and we have the opportunity here to share this with you. So please donate to call in to 822-8648. Again, we need you in order to survive. It's not optional. So please, if you love what you hear, then pledge your support. Again, the number, 822-8648. This is CITR. It's our fun drive, and it ends on Thursday, and we have lofty goals to reach, and we need you in order to achieve them. So please help us out here. That's UBC Unit. The phone number is UBC Unit. So you're just listening to Shimon Buskila, an artist from the south of Israel in Sderot, and from Moroccan background. And actually, before, you were listening to Margalit Tsanani, and she has been around for years and years and years on the music scene in Israel. She is from Yemenite background and grew up in more or less the Tel Aviv area. And they both represent a genre, if we will. Now, there are probably many sub-genres that we could identify within this larger genre of Mizrahit music. And this refers to a style of Middle Eastern Israeli music that combines Turkish, Arabic, and Greek. And it's brought to Israel by the Sephardic, meaning the Jews of the background of the Middle Eastern and Iberian Peninsula roots, and Mizrahi Jews, again, the Middle Eastern and places like Iran and North Africa. It's usually sung in Hebrew, but is often combined with other languages, like the languages from which the roots are often derived, like Turkish, Arabic, Greek. And so, the literal translation of Mizrahi means Eastern. Typically, there's a dominant violin or string component, and also percussion elements. And I guess that's why this is one of my favorite types of Jewish music. I'm crazy about strings, and especially the violin, cello, stand-up bass. I'm just going to name them all. So I guess they're not my particular favorites. They all are. And percussion, like the darbuka, a beautiful beautiful drum from the Middle East. So in today's Israeli music scene, Mizrahit music is very popular, but its popularity is somewhat recent. Until the 70s, the Israeli music industry was pretty much dominated by European-derived popular Israeli music. The owners of record labels weren't so interested in Mizrahi music, but they signed American and European-style rock and pop. Israeli Jews from the Middle East and North Africa have, over the last 50 years, created a musical style that combines elements of Arabic, Turkish, and Greek music, and opposed to the new Hebrew style, which was the conscious creation of Eastern European immigrants trying to define their new Israeli identity. The Mizrahit style is very spontaneous and indigenous. It was initially met with hostility by the mainstream cultural institutions, but has now become a major force in the Israeli musical culture. And in fact, there are Mizrahit elements in, I would say, most of Israeli pop music nowadays, which has really made it very diverse and has characterized the music that is produced by the country by fusion and experimentation and the breaking of many boundaries. So that's just a little bit about Mizrahit music. So the artists I just played are two of the most well-known singers, purveyors of this beautiful musical style. You're listening to Kol Nodadi, and you're not going to listen to this elsewhere on the airwaves. Kol Nodadi is a world music show that airs every Sunday, 11 to 12. And what you hear here really represents music as much as I try from so many different musical cultures. Today, for example, I'm playing for you musical and representing for you musical cultures from Israel, including Ethiopian, Arabic, Moroccan, Yemenite, and so much more in there, compacted in there, because Israeli music is such a fusion, as I mentioned, nowadays. Also, music from Romania and Armenia, what I played for you, and America, I guess, what I played for you from Kronos Quartet just a few minutes ago. And I'm going to be playing for you some music from Mali in a few minutes. And we're quickly running out of time on the show. But now we're going to listen to another one of my favorites. Everyone is my favorites in this past couple weeks. That's what I'm trying to play for you, are what I think top songs, most beautiful songs on the world music scene. Of course, I'm biased, but it's gorgeous stuff. So this is Shlomi Shabbat, Turkish origin, coupled with Pablo Rosenberg, who is of Argentinian background. And this is a beautiful Mizrahi song that also fuses in some salsa elements, as you'll hear. It's such a fun, festive piece. So you're listening to Kol Nodadi. Please call in to donate to our fund drive. We really need you to keep our shows running here at the station. Shows like Kol Nodadi, etc., etc. So call in 822-8648. That's UBC unit. So enjoy. This is Shlomi Shabbat and Pablo Rosenberg on Kol Nodadi.
Yo quiero más. a canela, tu boca de miel,
a canela,
y tu piel morena, a sal de la mar,
de la mar,
me sabe a canela, tu boca de miel,
eso es,
y tu piel morena, a sal de la mar,
¡oba!
Vamos a volar, llévame en tu sueño.
Listening to Con Noradi. That was one of Peru's most enduring stars. That was Eva Ayón, composer and singer, one of Peru's foremost Afro-Peruvian musicians. She adopted the stage Eva from her maternal grandmother Eva, who began teaching the young Maria music at an early age. As a child and a teen, Eva Ayón sang in school competitions, later on TV and radio, and throughout the early 70s, she appeared in many música criolla, musical groups, Creole music, that is, from Peru. And she has produced to date over 20 albums. Her latest release is Kimbafa, and that's what I was just playing for you from. It's an exploration of the musical styles that she's performed over the last 3 decades. And saw her in concert. It was a beautiful, beautiful, festive concert. And she just puts on such a show. What an amazing performer. Her music very much blends indigenous Peruvian, African, and Spanish influences into style that's known again as música criolla. And typically, she focuses on the musical genres of Peru's capital city along the Pacific Coast, Lima. She's particularly known for the Peruvian music genres of the lando and festejo and the waltz. She is known as the Queen of Lando. So that's Eva Ayón from Peru. You're listening to Kol Noredi. This is our fun drive here. And we are about at $14,500, and we need to keep breaking down. We really need your support here to keep this amazing and eclectic and very different music than you're going to hear anywhere else playing up here on the airwaves. And we totally depend on your financial support. So please call in 822-8648. That's UBC Unit. And I'm going to end off here. I mentioned and I promised that today is, as well as last week, today's a continuation of last week, which is meant to give you a taste, a slice, a reflection of what Kol Noredi is all about, and to give you a sense of the span of musical diversity that Kol Noredi is, nomadic voice. So I'm going to end off with some music from Mali. This is one of my favorite recent discoveries, Amadou and Mariam. They're a musical duo from Mali, composed of Amadou Bagayoko, who does guitar and vocals, and Mariam Doumbia, both born in Bamako. The pair is known as the blind couple from Mali. They met at Mali's Institute for the Young Blind and found that they shared a common passion for music. So this is such beautiful, eclectic music. And what's really interesting about it is that it brings in electronics in a really cool way. And they're just very open to exploring and to contemporary influences, and of course underpinning their music always with their Malian roots. So this is Amadou and Mariam, Welcome to Mali. And as I mentioned, if you call in and donate, we will give you this CD. It's beautiful and has beautiful production values and a beautiful cover. You want this, I promise. So listen, if you like it, call in. Call in if you don't like it either. And donate, please. 822-8648. Thank you for listening to Kol Noredi. Thank you for those of you who called in. And we will see you next Sunday, 11 to 12, Kol Noredi on CITR. Enjoy.
Dans la politique, ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas. La dictature dans la politique, ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas. Du bonheur pour le peuple, yeah, yeah, yeah. De l'amour pour le peuple.
Ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas.
Plus respect.
politique. Ce n'est pas bon, ce n'est pas bon, nous n'en voulons pas. Démagogie dans la politique.